say we should believe her with her legal as opposed to his chazon.
He's got another chazon, a different kind of chazon. He's a muhzok. He's got the money. He's got the money. So he's got the chazon of Ein Odin Terolea Visa Udo Masido, and he's got a Hefkes Morey Kamo. What is his second plea?
I have the money.
We say she's got the kasuf. She's thinking, I've got the kasuf, you're only 200. He says, yes, that is perfectly true. But I am saying to you that kasuf has got to be proved. It's got to be proved that when that kasuf was written, you were a basura. My plea is that you were not a basura when that kasuf was being written. So I have got, and you don't know, the burden of the proof is on you because I've got the money. You were, when that kasuf was written, you were trying to put me in a position of obligation to the extent of 200. I'm a Chesed Morey Kama, that's why it's called Chesed Morey Kama, because it goes back. But the first, I'm the owner of that. So he's got a Chazoka in Roman Terea Pisa Udo Martido. He's got a Chesed Morey Kama. And with a middle, she wants that she can't do. So it says, tells them, the E, lo, amrin, amigu, lahoti, and if we don't say that you can use amigu in order to extract money from a mulzo, then of course, osina mishapi, then this whole question comes out there.
More come up, that's literally.
First area. So all Tensor says in the end is, says Tensor, I've got to come to the conclusion that either says Tensor, that amigu, that where there is such a strong kazok as all in order to react to Udo Mapsido, she's not a Mrs. Amigo. Another thing says, first that is that if we would say Migu Lahotzi, we don't say it, then of course it solves the problem.
Is Hamotzi Mikla Berbo Adafa Vaya, is this longer than Mohan Kama?
It's a very, you see, the Hamotzi Makabeo Ola Vodaya is a stronger thing because if I say, this is my shirt, then that is a very strong hazard. It is a stronger chazaka than Chesed Morey Kama. Chesed Morey Kama is also a very strong chazaka, but it's a little bit less than Luzamus. We discussed, I think it was David, you brought up that question
of at the Shia, what is the difference between Luz and Chesed? If you wondered, what is the difference between Luz and Chesed Morey Kama? And here it comes out with it. Now that is the stasis.
Well, I'm sorry, I do not understand these two distinctions.
Between Mugzok and Chesed Morey Kama,
yes.
I explain to you. And Marshall, if I come and I say that watch is mine, the onus of proof lies on me. Have I got anything at all to say that it is mine? I've got nothing. I'm not in court. Doesn't mean anything. In the case of what we are discussing, he says, yes, a basura. She says, basura or easy. He says, I'm a basura. And she produces her, and I say, I've got the money. So you must prove it's yours. And she produces the basura. I can't produce anything when I say the watch is mine, but she's at least got a basura. That is the point that Mr. LaBelle made. What it knows is, you follow. So it moves up strongly. Of course, moves up is stronger because I haven't got anything at all to show. She's at least got a kasuba.
And moves up would be the great supply of her possession.
Then moves up is you having the money.
And him having the money.
Yes. And him having the money. So, but when she comes with a kasuba, his plea is a little different. It's not I've got the money. And you were saying to me, but I've got the
Yusufa. His plea is different. He says, right, that Yusufa was written in Yerushalayim. Let's go back to Yerushalayim. When that Yusufa was written, I say you would have rebutted him. There's no right to that Yusufa. So the Yusufa is in question. Now we are back to the case. That is what it is.
That's why they didn't use Hamas and Akhmal and Raya's.
That's right. You follow with the Labelle. That's why they lose the Din of Kesef Moreh Kam. So it's a simple piece of Gemara. Yes.
If a Kohen marries a
woman. What is your name?
Israel.
Israel who?
Shalei. I don't live here. I'm just visiting my parents with a friend.
I see you. Whatever, Shalei.
If a Kohen marries a woman and you're that she's not a virgin.
And?
Feel that she is not a virgin.
Yes.
And she says, what's it called? Bukat et anit.
Yeah.
Does he have to divorce her?
Are you speaking about nowadays?
The very discussion of the Talmud.
The days of the Gemara. If she says Mukat et anit, according to the Gemara, according to Rabbi Gamliel, even according to the Rabbonon, then she is believed.
Isn't that her best?
The only thing is, as long as she says Mukas eight on me, and she says from the she would be believed that he wouldn't have functions.
Because I would think perhaps that would be her strongest argument, because you've been saying all, interpreting all along as if her major concern is 100 or 200.
Yes.
Maybe her major concern is to remain married and not to.
No, you see, he is speaking the whole Gemara. He's speaking about Keshe, he's got a divorce in any case. He's got a divorce in any case. The only question that she get 200 or 100, that's the question. And we say she should get 200 because of a million.
That's why, traditionally, if she says Mukat Etani,
yes,
does he have to divorce her?
No. But she doesn't say Mukat Etani. She says, the sooner he's yours, she says, who born Olaga Edelstein?
But if she would say,
if she said, look, it's Aiken, he doesn't have to be yours, no.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I think. It's good that the girls don't learn this, the more. That's the whole piece of tomorrow. That's a simple thing. The next piece of tomorrow is very simple. We just finished it. We've actually done this piece of Gemara. We just finished the Gemara, but it's an interesting piece of Gemara because it shows you the Hilach HaMachshava of the Gemara. That is Philip, yes. It shows you the Hilach HaMachshava of the Gemara. Hilach HaMachshava means the way that the Gemara progresses. It when we have learned.
I know that this is, you see, I want to say that when we started, everyone sitting around this table was exactly in the position that he was. Didn't have work wrong with the conversation.
Even says that the more Omar of Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Rishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Hillel also, Chachomim Tiknu Lohem Nivnes Yisrael in the Sula Mosayim, Ula Amon Amon. Say Rabbi Nachman the name of Shmuel, that Shmuel says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Hillel also. Yet Rabbi Hudo says only that Shmuel said so. Yeah, we learned that Rav Nachman said that Shmuel said so, but he knew that something else, that Rav Yehuda didn't know or didn't remember, that Shmuel said so in the name of Rav Shimon ben Arozer, Rav Shimon ben Arozer is a Tana. So this is already more important. Chachomim Tiknu Lohem Lebezim Swayim in the Tzul of Osayim with Almon Amon. That the Chachomim made a corner for the Lebezim Yisroel, that when a Jewish girl gets married, if she is a basula, a basula is a virgin. That if she is a basula, she gets 200 zuzik. If she is a almono, she gets 100, a widow. If she is a gurusha, a divorcee, she gets 100. If she is a ba'ulo, she is a spinster who has had an association with a man, she gets 100. But a basula gets 200. The Chachomim made that Chachomim made angry. The Heim He'emu Ruhu true, she'im omar Pesach, pusuach motzotzi nemo. And they believed him that if he says, Pesach, pusuach motzotzi, he is believed. So, the Gemara says, it's very simple. So, we then, why is he believed? Because they introduced the law, and they made the bylaws and the regulations regulating that law. So they said, a man can, he must give 200, but if he says Pesach, Mosuach, Motzotzi, it's immediately reduced to 100. Says the Gemara, in Cain asks the Gemara, Ma'al Ibi Chathamit, but the Gantum, says it was the Chochma. So any man, he married a girl, so what did he do? He says, Thursday he comes to the baby, he says, I want to add a total suit to the Kasuba, please. Just make it 100. Of course he'll do it. He believes it's in his pocket. So what kind of an enactment is this? Answers, Omar, Rabbi said, Rabbi Chazoka, in order to raise this Udo Mafsido. No, speaking about the Chazoka, in order to raise this Udo Mafsido. It is speaking about a case which is an Ashes curse. And therefore, when he says, Pesach, Pesuach, Motzotzi, he is believed and she becomes a suitor to him and he can't live with her anymore. So the whole seudah of yesterday is null and void. And it's all, he spent the money all for nothing, he hasn't got a wife. He thought he had a wife, but he hasn't got a wife. So we believe him with that chazoka, that he's telling the truth. Not just a man can come the next day and say, geez, that's not what the Chachomim means. That's the way we explain it. But now comes the whole position. What you've got to understand, and this is something that is so beautiful about the Gemara. Really, at the very outset, we said, that if he says Pesach Pesuach Motzotzi, he is believed. We said, how did we learn it? Why should he be believed? We said, because Chazoka in order to learn this Udo Mafsido. From where did we know it? From Rashi. Thanks for the information. From Rashi. Where did Rashi know it from? Rashi knew it because he learned the Gemara first. But look what would have happened if Rashi would have waited and said, let them find it out themselves, we wouldn't have been able to work with this Gemara at all. If I would have said to David Meyer, find it out yourself. So for 7 days and 7 nights, he goes around in days. What is illegal? Doesn't sleep at night. Can't work during the day. What is illegal? Look how we would have been without that, hadn't Rashi told us. So I give David, you know, immediately, Lahavya Rashi tells us before. But I can assure you, Rashi would have preferred it. Let them find it out themselves. He said, today we can still afford that luxury, said Rashi. Today we can afford it. But, said Rashi, in 900 years' time, they won't be able to carry this through. They'll give up. Called aloud, that says Rashi. I'd rather do the reprehensible thing and take the consequences. I'll put it in. So he puts it in. It's for us. In his day he didn't need it. But Rashi knew what would happen. Where it was going. That is why he does it this way. Thanks to Rashi we understand the Gemara. He says the Gemara, because it's a knas chachomim, therefore, if there isn't any money in the estate of a kasubo, the widow can claim only from third grade and not from first or second grade. asks the Gemara, Knosa, it's a penalty, my Knosa, what penalty is there? Did he do anything wrong? And they said, no, because it is that the Konos Chachomim Leosikba Elamina Ziburis. Because it is an enactment of the Chachomim, they said that she can only take from the Ziburis, only from third grade.
And was that part of the Takana?
I beg your pardon?
That's part of the Takana?
Yes, they made it. They made it Takana, they made it that she takes only from third grade. If there is no, if she gets the same amount, the amount is the same, she gets the 200. The only thing is, if there is no money, she's got to get it in kind, she gets it from third grade, but if she sells that third grade, she'll get 200. The only thing is, there's more trouble to it.
But the
Chachamim
could have made it a higher grade.
They could have made it a higher grade if they wanted to, but they didn't want to do that.
Higher grade of what?
You see, this is taking the money. If there's no cash in the estate, then they go to produce. First thing they go to, yes, but he's got produce, he's got corn, he's got grain, he's got oats, he's got tomatoes, he's got potatoes. So she gets from that, but from that she gets third grade. She doesn't get the first grade or the second grade.
Doesn't it mean the type of land that he has?
Isn't
it indeed in
Ziburis
types of land?
No, it goes in everything. In fact, in land, it's the most difficult thing to speak about first grade and second grade and third grade, unless it's arable land. But you've got some land in the desert, probably quite fertile if you can only get the water.
Mm-hmm.
You've got land in the desert. That's the most difficult thing to apply grades to. But it goes to everything, land and to produce. And that is the piece of Gomorrah, and that's the whole piece of Gomorrah. So it's not something that's terribly difficult. Of course, the machlokas that we're going to come up to now is whether Kasuba, when a man marries a woman, and he makes himself, he obligates himself to her to give her 200. Now is the machlokus whether it is midrash or midrabbanan. From the Gemara that we've learned up here, it's clearly midrabbanan. The difficulty is that into the kasuba we say, that the husband gives Mosayim Kamala Bezulechi, it is Mosayim Zuzuz, Mela Bezulechi, the Chodi Lechi Mida Oraisa, which is your view from the Torah. And this Gemara seems to be that it is from the Rabbona. And that is one of the things that Tosfos discusses. And Rabbi Gamliel in the Gemara says that it's midoraisa. I decided that I was going today to 11:30, so I've got another 3 minutes. And I just want to give you some idea of what the next piece of Gemara is, which we do next Sunday night, and we are back again at Merit's laboratory. There is a din of Kesef Hishto Kamalar Habasulis. There is a law, I'll just tell you what the law is, that if a person forces a girl to have an association with him against her will, he uses force. The din is, it says, that he has to give her Kesef Hishto. He must pay out money, kamoa habasulos, according to the dowry of the sulos. When it uses the word hishko, from what word does hishko come?
Shekel.
So it means he's got to give a shikul. And that's what it says in the Torah. If a man has an association with a wife, with a woman, forces her, and no marriage ensues, possibly the father doesn't allow the marriage, then he's got to give her shikolim, kesef, according to the dowry of the suitors. So the question is, how many shikolim does he give? We don't know. How do you know?
Just
says 50, but it's 50 more. We don't say so. It just says kesef hishko kamo rabasulas. But we've got a second pasuk in the volume. And the volume speaks not when he forces a girl, but when he seduces a girl. An unmarried girl, he seduces her. And when he seduces her, there it says he's got to give her 50. He's got to give her 50. 50 what? From the other place where he forces her, it says he's got to give her shikolim. So we know where he seduces, he's got to give her 50, he's got to give her 50 shikolim. Right? When he forces her, he's got to give her shikolim. We don't know how many. From the seduction, we know that it's 50. So we know that it's 50. From both together, it says you must give her according to the dowry of a virgin. So we see that a virgin gets a dowry. That's for the dowry, what her husband gives is also a dowry. So it means that he got to give her kamoa abasulas. So we see that a basula gets. So if a basula gets, that is neither an answer. You follow, that's what Rabban Gambir says. The Rabban say that it is Midrabban. So we've got to discuss whether the Kasubi is the rice or the Rabban, it's a machlokas.
Where's the 200 zoos from?
Right.
Well, you see, there are some who want to say
that Sat Zusi may or so, the Hosi Leki Midrabban. The Midrabban does not go on the Sat Zusi may or so. The Gezuzi, the writer only goes on Moab the Sulaiki. That's what it goes on. But not on the 200 is Midrash. But the Chosi Leiki, Midrash Raiso, that is only that she gets a Moab. That is somehow someone to learn it. And you'll find that there are some people, when they read the Kasuba, and they know that the Moabs and all that, would read the Gezuzi, Moab the Sulaiki, Kasab, Zuzi, May, O Zom, the Chosi, Now, before we start the shiur this evening, there's just something I want to point out to you. There are a couple of verses that I just want to show you, because it will come up in what we are doing. It says, V'chi yafate ish Besulo ashe lo oroso. If a man seduce Avram, just give it a chance. Are you comfortable there, Avram?
Yeah.
Very comfortable. Sir. I beg your pardon? I think it would be good that if you know, it's more comfortable for a shear to be in a straight back chair.
I'll
The short of the problem.
I just want to ask a question on that word, if I may.
Yes.
It spells erosine or erosar with the sin there.
Yes, and some of the summer. Those are interchangeable. The summer and the sin are interchangeable. You mustn't let that worry you too much, yes. If you look at the unkelus, you've seen the Aramaic, it's spelled with the summer. So that is, v'chiyopati ish besula asher lo eroso, if a man seduces a girl asher lo eroso, with whom she's not an abuso, there hasn't been kiddushin, there hasn't been erusin, v'shokav imo, and he lies with her, mohol himoreno lo li'isho. The word mohol himoreno lo li'isho is a difficult word, expression. So we'll explain it in the way that Rashi explains it. Unkelus explains it slightly different. We will explain it like it says, "Mohol himoreno lo li'isho." He shall give her a dowry equal to that which one gives to one's wife. That's what it says. Repel. Yes, yes. Does he give her the equal? Well, gives her the equal of it. That is the way that Rashi understands that word moah. Because it's a strange word. We don't know what the word moah means. In mo en yo main of you in the seat alone. Lo, if the father said, if he shall mo'oli moreno lo li isho, it means both things. It means he must give her the dowry which a man gives to his wife. And what will he do with the girl?
Yeah.
He marries her. And he marries the girl. And he marries her. And he gives her the dowry. Aye, she is a be'ulo. When he marries her, she is a be'ulo. She's not a besulo. And if you the dowry that one gives to one's wife, one gives to a besulo 200, and she's a be'ulo, and a be'ulo only gets 100. So what's the answer?
He made her
a It's a be'ulas atzmer. He is the. It's a be'ulas atzmer. She is he. She is a Begula to Atzma. He himself made her a Begula. Yes, if her father refuses to give it to her, Kesef Yishko Kamoa Rabasulas, then he shall, the word Kish Yishko really means he shall weigh out shkolim according to the dowry of basulas. Now here you've got two verses. What's wrong with those two verses? Yes?
Once you assume fire, we know how much it
is. Exactly, we don't know the amount. It just says it mentions a dowry, but we don't know what the amount of a dowry is. It doesn't mention the amount. It mentions he shall weigh out shkolim according to the dowry of the sulas. Thanks for the information. So we know something at least. We know that he pays in shkolim. That's what we know. Right? He pays dollars. He doesn't pay Israeli pounds. You know something already. He pays shkolim. How many shkolim? That we don't know. So for that, that is, now there is a companion passage in Kisei Tzei, and the companion passage puts it this way. Kiyinso ish naro besula shelera rosus for sovestro chabimo. If a man finds a girl, also she is not an arusa, and he takes hold of her, and he lies with her, that he forces her, and they are found, then the man who lay down with her shall give to the father of the girl. In this case, it's to the father of the girl, because she is a naro. She's a naro. That is, she's between 12 and 12 and a half years of age. He shall give to her father 50 in silver. The lo seer yeri isho, and she shall be his wife, tachas asher ino, because he humbled her, lo yuchal shalcho kol yomov. He's not allowed to send her away all his days. Fine. So here we've got, it says 50. What? Dollars, cents, pounds, shillings, francs, guilders, malabos, kroner, crowns, what? 50 what? So what we say is that these two, they, complement. So these two passages complement one another. From the passage about Mefuto is the seduced girl. From the passage of Mefuto, we know that it's Shekorin. From the passage of Anusa, of the forced girl, we know that it is 50. So, and it says Kamoa Rabasulos. So we, according to what, so we know that the dowry of a woman is 50 shkoli. That is the way we would learn it. Is that clear? You don't have to worry about the words so much, because we're going to get the words when we come to the Gemara. Yes?
I understand, but why make the point of separating the information?
If these are two different things, it's speaking in one place, it's speaking about a mefuto, just learn the word seduced girl, and the other ways it's speaking of, the other place it's speaking about a nuso, that means a girl who has been forced. They're two separate things.
In that case, why bring them together?
They're in two separate books. Why shouldn't they bring them together?
They're two separate incidents, two different kinds of...
Yes, they're two different things. One brings it here, one brings it there. If you're asking why is it in the one book of the Torah and the second book of the Torah...
No, what I'm asking is that, okay, you're saying that they're two separate.
Yes.
And there's no reason you should bring them together.
Oh, I see, that's what you mean. Well, I'll discuss that when we come to the Gemara. I'll discuss that. I think I understand what you mean. That point will be discussed as soon as we come to the Gemara.
Okay.
Yes?
I had a question. Is there some special significance to the fact that the girl fell in that age bracket between 12 and 12 and
yes, it's a half? Yes, it's very important. There is the most important age of a girl is 12 to 12 and a half. There is no other age that is so important. It is the whole make and break of a girl's life is dependent on what takes place with her and the type of attention that she receives. And the type of training she receives in those 6 months from 12 and 12 and a half. Until 12, she is a katano, a minor. From 12 to 12 and a half, she is a naro. From 12 and a half, she becomes a bogeris. When she gets married, she's an isho. Those are the stages through which she passes. And that, very often, the word na'aro in the Torah is written na'ar. It's not written na'aro, it's written na'ar, but we pronounce it na'aro. Because at that stage, her sexual desires are such that very difficult to distinguish. And that is the most important 6 months. Now, when I say it's the most important 6 months in the life of a girl, I want you to understand something. That means not only is it the most important 6 months in the life of a girl, But those 6 months in the life of a girl, which are the make and break of the girl, are the most most important from the man's point of view. You understand what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying. Half of the world is made up of women. Half of the world. So, I have to deal with 20 young men here. It's a pleasure to deal with you. Imagine they take me out to San Francisco, and I've got to deal with 20 young men there. You know what it means. You know what it means. You know what an effect it has on me. It will break me. It will ruin me. When we burn some Gomorrah, I'll explain to you a little bit further if it's necessary for me to explain it to you. Just remind me. I'll explain it to you a little bit further. You know what it means. Now, if I've got to do with the world of women, that all they are interested in is what they can get out of sex. To put it at its one below its crudest. If that's all they are interested in, so what kind of a life is it for me? What's going to happen to me? I have to choose a wife, it's from one of those. I've got to choose a daughter-in-law from one of those. So what kind of a life is it for me? Is this a life for me? So those 6 months in the life of a Nairo are essential not only for the Nairo, they are essential for all men, they are essential. And since they are essential for all men, also it's the basis of everything. So those 6 months are such very, very important 6 months that they're all the separate dinim. David, you understand what I'm saying? If you don't, you must ask me. Sometimes I speak different languages here just to find out if you know what I'm speaking about or not. So just stop me. Have I made myself clear? That is what it is. You understand the Milton, I believe, if you isn't it fine. So now we can go on, we can start learning the Gemara. Philip, you look puzzled.
It's okay. I'll work it out.
You're not puzzled?
Me?
Yes.
No, I'm not puzzled.
Philip, what's worrying you?
I don't know. It's something I have to leave it till later.
Well, you must kill me, you see, because one doesn't want the disease to spread. You don't understand then. All right. Now, we are starting at the top of the page. I just wanted you to know that because it's going to come into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Itmer, we have learned a memra. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. Chachomim tiknu lohem libnos Yisrael labesula mosaim ula almona monaf. The Chachomim were mesakim. The Chachomim enacted for the daughters of Israel that a besulo gets a kesuba of 200 ula almona monaf, and a widow gets 100. And when it says a widow gets 100, it means she can be a grusha, she can be a divorcee, or she can be a beulo, one who's had an association with somebody else. Anyone who is not a besulo gets a kesuba of 100. So, who instituted the din of a kesuba? The Chachomim. They instituted the din of a kesuba. Now, the Hemha Eminu She'im Omar Pesach Pesuach Matzosi Ne'emon. And they also regulated, because if they were the ones to make the law, then they have got the right to make the bylaws and the regulations and the amendments. So their regulation that they regulated it with, they said, if he says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, he is believed. So it means, so from that we see that they made it very easy. They treated the obligation of the husband as far as the ketubah of 200 or 100 is concerned. They treated it lightly, or 200 is concerned, because they said, and if he said Pesach Pesuach Matzos, he's believed. Asks the Gemara immediately, in Kain Mahal Ilu Chachomim B'Tachon Osam, if that be the case, what did the Chachomim achieve in their Tachono? Of course a man is going to say the next day, he's going to come to the Beis Din, and he'll say, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, please add a codicil to the Kesuba that we wrote in 200, it's not 200, it's 100. And the Beis Din will say, just a minute, what proof of you? He said, look here, please. Is Rav Nachman not good enough for you? Is Shmuel not good enough for you? Shmuel, you know who Shmuel is. And if Shmuel is not good enough for you, Rabbi Shimon ben Erosa Natane, surely he's good enough for you? And he says, they believe, the Chachomim believe me. Are you still questioning me? Please, into the Kesuba a codicil, so 100. So what have they achieved to the she's a Kesuba, she gets 200. Oh my Robo, said Robo, Chazoko ein odem tereach bisekude umafsido. It's not because he is believed, but not without reason. It's that he is believed is not just a bylaw that they added. The reason that he is believed is because he's got a chazoko. What is a chazoko? You remember we learned all this Gemara that he's speaking about Aches Kohen, the wife of a Kohen. So he comes on the following morning, he comes on Thursday morning, and he says, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. And she is a Kohen. So there is a suffix. Was it before Erusin or after Erusin? Because once it was after Erusin, in any case, she's a surah to him. So once it's only one suffix, the law is that she's forbidden to him. So the Chachomim have got to say to him, no, you can't live with her. He says, well, if I can't live with her, what happened to all the big party, the reception I threw last night? So he can't help that, that's lost. And he knows that he's lost. But this is the law. So he loses everything that he has done for the wedding, the wedding celebrations, that money has gone down the drain. And now comes the question of the Kesuba. Does he give a 200 or does he give a 100? So we believe it because he's got a chazoko. The chazoko is evidence that he's telling the truth. What is the chazoko? Ein odem toreach bisekudo umafsido. What do we say? No, he's telling a lie. He's telling a lie when he says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. Why is he telling a lie? Because he wants to get rid of her. If he wanted to get rid of her, he would have got rid of her a week earlier. Before he started preparations on the Seud, he would have got rid of her. He wouldn't have waited and spent so much money. So the fact that he loses all the money that he's put in to the celebrations of the wedding is proof that he's telling the truth. If he's telling the truth, then she was a Be'ula. A Be'ula is entitled only to 100. And that's how it works. Michael, have you got this clear?
I think so.
It's simple, yes. What do you want to say yourself?
She gets the Ksuba when? At time of Erison or time of Kiddush?
Kiddush.
Fine. What happens if she would require a get after the time of Erison, even before the Nisuin took place? If her cousin died at that period, is she considered an almana?
No. Well, she's considered for certain things. She's considered for certain things. But that all is discussed. We can discuss very soon.
Ah.
I don't want to go into that. The whole discussion comes of what is it on the time of Erusin, the Nisuin, this all discussed. And if she's a grusha from that time, all this is discussed.
Okay.
And what is a kesuba for the next person, all that is discussed. Yes?
And it says that he pays 100 or 200.
Yes.
Do we know what currency the Gemara is referring to?
Well, we're going to find that out very soon. I would like to do the Rashi on that, and then we've cleared it. I'm going to leave the Tosfos until later, but we'll do that. That first Tosfos we will certainly do. The Rashi says, Chachomim tiknu le'isho kloma, that means to say, I have a kesuboso de raisa, lo havi nemon lav kio eleba edus yeduo. If the kesuba was from the law of the Torah, if the Torah says that if a man marries a woman, he's got to give her a kesuba, then the Chachomim wouldn't be able to come along and say, if he says Pesach Pesuach Matzos, he is believed. Wouldn't be able to do that. Then for that we'd have to have proper evidence. But since the Chachomim enacted it, then they can make whatever rules they like as far as it is concerned. So, Avol Kesuboso Chachomim Tiknuo, but her Kesuba was enacted by the Chachomim, Heim Omru Veheim Omru. And that is a principle. They said and they said. They said that he must give her, and they said under these conditions he needn't give her. Heim shetiknuho omru shehu ne'amon lafsido. They who enacted it said that he is believed to make her lose it. Af betaynes Pesach Pesuach, even with a claim of Pesach Pesuach. Asks the Gemara in Cain, if that be the case, shebe yodo lehafkio, that it is in his hand to remove the obligation. Mahal ilu chachomim betikaloson. What did the chachomim achieve with their takono? Shetiknu lo kesubo, that they were enacted on her behalf of kesuba. Answers the Gemara, and it says, Robo, no, it doesn't mean he can just come and he's believed. He's believed because there is a chazoko. Ein odom teureach bisuudo. Ein lochu shehiten odom kach ela beemes. We are not afraid that a man will claim that he found Pesach Pesuach unless it is true. She'im ho yoso neyoso midechilo leho yotereach bisuudo vakanso mapsit kesuudoso. Because if he hated her already earlier, he wouldn't have gone to all the expense of the Seuda and married her, and then he loses, the Seuda goes down the drain. So it's all for nothing. Elohoyo Magarsho Mitechila, but he would have divorced her earlier. That is that piece of Gemara. Have you got this? Quite clear. No questions on it? I want to go further. Fine. Omar Robo says Robo. I'm sorry, wait a minute, yes. Says the Gemara Tono. It states in the Beraisa, Hoil uknas chachomim hu, lo sibba elo mina ziburis. Since it is... just before I go on to this, I just want to explain to you, because we need it in order to understand the next point. The Gemara takes it, so far, Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, Rav Nachman, you said he heard it from Shmuel, he heard it from Abitur and Ben Elozor, that the Chachomim instituted the law of Kesuba that a woman gets for a Kesuba, if she's a Versulo, she gets 200. That was instituted by the Chachomim. So why did they institute it? And there are Gemoras which say, Shelo tehei kalo ve'enov lehutzio, in order that it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her. So if he's got no obligation, well, he divorces her. But if it's already bound up that he's got to give her money, he'll think twice before he's going to divorce her. Clear? Right. Now, says the Gemara Tana, in a Beraisa it states, Ho'iru knas chachomim hu lo sigba enomin aziburis. Since the kesuba is a penalty laid down by the chachomim, she can claim only from the ziburis. That is a man's property, whether it is movable or immovable, is divided into three categories. The first category is idis, that is prime. The second category is beinunis, that is in between. And the third category is ziburis. So, since it is an enactment of the Chachomim, she has the right to claim only from the ziburis. If he leaves, he leaves produce, for argument's sake, and he leaves different grades of produce, she can claim only from the ziburis from third grade. It's an enactment of the Chachomim. That's all her claim can be from. Asks the Gemara a question. Knoso, you say, Knoso, that this is a penalty. My Knoso, what is the penalty? What has he done wrong here? A Knas, a penalty, is if somebody does wrong. What has he done wrong? Answers, Elo, Eimo, Hoilu, Tekonas, Chachomimu, Lo, Sigba, Mina, Ziburis. But say, don't say that it is a penalty, but say, since it is a takona for the Chachomim, she is not allowed to claim only from the Ziburis. Now, I've already explained this Gemara to you before, I'll just put it right into its context. In the Pshat, we've got to understand, the Gemara says, it quotes a braisa, Ho'iru knas chachomim, because it is a penalty of the chachomim, and therefore she can claim only from the ziburis. And the Gemara says, a knas, is it a knas, is it a penalty? What did he wrong that you've got to do a penalty? And then says the Gemara, it's because it's in the corner of the chachomim, therefore she gets from the ziburis. But the Beraisa says, the Beraisa says it is a knas. It is stona hoilu knas chachomim. And the havavino of the Gemara is that it is knas. When you ask a question, then the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means, it's a tekonas chachomim. But the Gemara says it was a penalty. What is the havavino of the Gemara? You understand what I'm saying? You know what the Havamina is. What is the Havamina of the Gemara? And this works out very, very interestingly. Yes?
What is the Havamina?
How do you say Havamina in English? Assumption. What is the assumption? The Gemara says it's a penalty. What was the assumption that it was a penalty? It just uses a word. What kind of a Gemara is it? Just uses words. If it said it was a penalty, it must have understood something by it. So what was meant by it? And what was meant by it must bear a relationship to what it says afterwards, that it's a tekonas chachomim. But the way it works is as follows. When a man has an association with a woman, it can be one of two kinds. It can be a casual association. It can be a permanent association. If it's a casual association, that is zinus. It's a casual association. This time with this woman, this time with another woman, it makes no difference. That's zinus. What is, how do you say zinus in English? Oh, pardon? No. It's loose living. philandering. What do they call it in English? Are we pardon?
Promiscuity.
Yes.
Lost from
it's
common
promiscuity. It's promiscuity. Are we pardon?
The word has been lost from common usage.
No.
South California.
I'm going to introduce it quickly. Yes.
I think you used, you talked about it as a relationship that lacks love or lacks any.
Well, of course it lacks. Of course it lacks love. Of course it lacks respect. Now, the thing is, you will be able to understand more and more of this as we go along. And that is, if we've got a situation, we like it to be a situation at least of Nikius. How do you translate Nikius into English?
Pure
only. Pardon?
One
woman. What did you say? It's not, no key is clean, but Nikius?
Purity.
It's cleanness. It's not cleanliness. It's not cleanliness. It's cleanness. It's a cleanness is different from cleanliness. If there is a situation, we want it to be clean. Once it is clean, we want it to be pure. After it is pure, we want it to be holy. But the first thing is, it's got to be clean. A man takes a wife. What kind of an association does he have with her? He says, all right, I'll keep her for 6 months. Keep her for 6 months. Is it a casual situation or is it a permanent situation?
Casual.
Now, assuming he doesn't intend to keep her for 6 months, he intends to keep her, but she doesn't know that he wants to keep her. She's got pit-pook. She's got a reservation. What can she do? She's in his hands. The result is that her association with him is a characteristic association. But you might say that the casualness there is of the whole association is 1%, but it's not clean. It's not clean. Only 1%, but it's not clean. And we don't like it. So in order to make it clean, we give her the assurance. Why does she lack assurance? Who is the cause of her lacking assurance?
He.
It's a knas. It's a penalty. It's really a penalty. So the Gemara says, knoso, a penalty, my knoso. And if you look in the Rashi, Rashi says on the words, my knoso, says Rashi, kloma, that means to say, my posha de kokantinolei. What did he transgress that you? There must be a transgression for it. A transgression, it's, you can't say that it's a transgression. But if it is, it's because of him that she lacks assurance. And since she lacks assurance, it's not completely pure. It's casual. And since it's casual, it's not clean. And we want it to be clean. So really, it is a kind of a penalty for him, because he is unable to give her that assurance. So that is why we call it, in the other meaning, the Gemara calls it a knas. Right. Then the Gemara says, no, it didn't. It's a tekoni yukon. He didn't do anything wrong. But the situation is such that it is necessary to institute it. And it is necessary to institute it because of the husband. That he is shelote heikalo ve'enov. And that is the meaning of shelote heikalo ve'enov lozir, that it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her. So the whole relationship is already a weaker relationship. And in order to strengthen the relationship, that is why she gets a kasupa. Is that clear? What's worrying you, Milton?
It's not that it's worrying me, but I think of a knas. I say, what if a man takes a woman and he says, I love her and I want to marry her?
And he says, I want to give her some assurance that I'll be there.
It does. He
why is it called a knas rather than saying assurance that he's... I mean, I still have trouble with the Chachomim have got to
institute it. Why did they institute it? You know, really. I mean, really, what should happen is a man marries a woman. What should happen is there's no question of any contract. She said, what do you think I won't look after you? Of course I'll look after you. Does she accept it like that?
She still has a feeling of insecurity. She says, what's there to protect me?
There's something wrong. She wants some kind of protection.
So you're talking about a flaw in man's nature, almost, that you can make the assumption with all too many men
we can't say that it's a knas. He didn't do anything wrong. But the mere fact that it is necessary to institute it shows that there's something wrong here. So are we going to correct it? That's the way we correct it. So the Gemara doesn't like calling it a knas, but Nahavamina, the Gemara called it a knas. That's all. Now we can go on further. Any other questions? It's not difficult. David, are you following? It's not difficult to understand that. Once you understand it, it's very easy. Right. Now, let us go on from there. A little bit of Rashi. Says Rashi, Elo mina ziburis. She can claim only from the third grade. Imbos libos kesubo so. If she comes to claim as kesubo. Vegeshlo idis viziburis uveinunis. And he possesses prime, third grade, and middle grade. A noya so lo lo matenli idis obeinunis b'shov yo. She cannot say, give me to the value of my kesubo in prime or in middle grade. Elo imbo lite no ziburis b'shov yo yitein. But if he wants to give her third grade for its worth, he is able to give her third grade. Ma asks the Gemara, my knosa, what kind of knas kloma? That means to say, my posha de kokansino le, what wrong did he do that we cancel him? That's what we are learning. Now the Gemara asks another question. Did anybody bring a kesuba today? Nobody brought a kesuba. Yes.
I was wondering, why did they make the distinction between the three grades of... if he owes her a certain amount, what difference does it make? She gets the value in any case.
Yes. Now that is, if the obligation is a Torah obligation, then she gets from, then the claimant gets from the best, or from the middle, depending on the circumstances. But if it is not a Torah, the Chachomim instituted it. So if they instituted it, they're not going to make, when they instituted, they didn't institute it from the very best. They said, since we instituted, we don't feel it's right for us to put ourselves on the same par as the Torah and say from the best. Well, the Zibur is third grade. But the worth of it is the same. The only thing, the trouble is... Yes, the trouble is more, she wants to sell it. The advantages too, sometimes. It's easier to sell Ziburi sometimes. But that is the way it goes. Got it, David? Fine. Right. Now, let us go further. Says the Gemara, now we're coming to the crux of the whole matter. Says the Gemara, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kesubas Isho Mina Toro. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says that the Kesubo is a law of the Torah. So he disagrees with Rav Nachman and Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar. He says that the law is from the Torah. Altogether a different law. Asks the Gemara, Umi Omara. Now, here we've got, so we are running into a machlokas. According to, I'm going to call it Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar, in the second line on the top, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar, Chachomim tiknu lehem livnos Yisroeli v'sulam osayim. It's a din from the Chachomim. And Rabbi, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kesubis Isho Mina Toro, asks the Gemara, Umi Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Hochi? Did Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in actual fact say so? Did he say that it's from the Torah? V'otanyo, we learned in a Beraiso. Kesef Hishkel Kamoa Rabbi Sulos. He shall weigh out, and I'm learning this Gemara like Rashi, he shall weigh out silver shkolim according to the dowry of the Sulos. Sheyehei zeh kamoa Rabbi Sulos, that this should be according to the Moa Rabbi Sulos, that this should be meaning what he gives to a mefutor, to a seduced girl, should be according to the dowry of the Sulos. Umoa Rabbi Sulos kozeh, and the moa, the dowry that he gives to a besulo, should be the amount that he would give to a mefuto. And what is the amount that he gives to a mefuto? Is 50. And from where do we know that he gives a mefuto 50? From a nuso. From the one that he's forced. That's how we learned it. That is the way the Gemara... Have you got it now? That is the introduction that I gave you. Philip, have you got it? Mr. Silverman, have you got it? It's quite easy, you see. What it does is, it says, he must give a kamoa rabasulas according to the dowry that one gives a basula. So we see one gives a basula a dowry. What is the dowry that he gives her? He gives her silver shkolim. That we know from Maputo. What is the silver, how many silver shkolim? That we know from Anuso, that is 50. So we work it out from those two passages. We know that he's got to give it to her. He's got to give it, he's got to give it a mole, he's got to give it in shkolim, and he's got to give it to her in 50. 50 silver he's got to give it to her. Yes?
The Hatanya, the Bryce, is this strengthening the question? Is this part of the question of the Amar Rabbi?
No, we haven't finished the Bryce yet. The Bryce is going to challenge whether Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel did indeed say that the Kesubo of a Vesulo is Midoraisa. But we haven't got there yet.
So the Bryce is going to say, imply that it should be from the Chacham.
I didn't say that. What I said was that the Baraita is going to challenge whether it is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel who said Kesubi is Doraita. You follow what we are saying? Are we now speaking about the same thing? On the same level? Of course, you have to. So, says the Gemara, I'll come back to this again. I'll come back to this again because there will be a point that's going to rise up. Mikan. David, Michael, you're going to be away for a long time.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out if there's a problem with the key locking up. Does anyone here have a key to the new lock?
They were changed.
They were changed. Yeah.
So, Mikan, Somchu Chachomim, Likasubis Isha Minatoro. This is all the variety. So, from here, the Chachomim relied that the Kesubo of an Isho is from the Torah. So who says that the Kesubo is from the Torah, Mark?
The Chachomim
say so. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says Kesubo's Isho ain't on the Divrei Torah. The Kesubo of an Isho is not from the Torah or the Divrei Sofri, but it is from the Chachomim.
Part of the price.
Of course, it's all the price. So, what is the question? That it is not Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer that says that it's not Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that says that the kesubo of a woman is from the Torah. The Chachomim say that the kesubo is from the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says it's from the Rabbonah. That's what the question is. answers the Gemara Epoch. Turn the Braisa around. Turn the Braisa around. Say that it is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So you've got to learn the Braisa. If you just go back, keep your one finger at Epoch and just your other finger on the Hotanyo. So the Braisa will now read Kesef Yishro Kamo Rabbi Sula Shiezeh Kamo Rabbi Sula Sumo Rabbi Sula Skazeh Mikan Somach Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Likasubis Isho Mina Tero V'chachomim Omrim Kasubis Isho Eino Medivrei Telo Elo Medivrei Sofri. So you twist it round. Have you got the idea? You don't like that Larry, do you?
Not that I'm not biting that, I don't understand that. I missed last week and I
hope it might be. Alright, you'll get into it in a moment. Asks the Gemara, Umay chozis de ipchas bas raiso epoch komaiso. What makes you turn the beraisa around, the second beraisa around, leave the second beraisa as it is, and epoch komaiso? When you said before, Rabban Shimon Gamliel over Kesubas Isha Mina Torah, say, Chachomim Omrim Kesubas Isha Mina Torah. And then you've got no difficulty with the second Baraisa. Why turn the second Baraisa around? Answers the Gemara, says the Gemara, we have heard already Le Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the Omar Kesubas Isha Midoraiso. We've already heard that Rabban Shimon Gamliel said Kesubas Isha Midoraiso, that the Kesuba is from the Torah. And where did we learn it? This none of all places in a Mishnah. We learned it in a Mishnah. That Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that the Kesubo is from the Torah. So if we've got a Beraisa, then it is the Beraisa that we've got to make suit the Mishnah. That is why we turn round the second Beraisa. Where did we learn that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says the Kesubo of the Isho is Midoraisa? It's none. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Nosen lo Mimoas Kiput Kayo. He gives her Mimoas Kiput Kayo. Now I'll just tell you about what that is speaking. It says there, if a man marries a woman, by the way, it's very similar to what the position is in Canada and in America. In Canada, the dollar is worth less in America than in America. In Eretz Yisrael, the money was worth less than it was in Kiput Kayo. So the Gemara says there, the Mishnah says there, if a person married a woman in Eretz Yisrael, where the dollar is low, the Girsho Bekutput Kayo, and he divorces her in America, where the dollar is higher, then no say no me more is Eretz Yisroel. He gives her the lower currency. He gives her Canadian dollars. He gives her the lower currency. Which we can understand, alright? We can understand that. He married her in Eretz Yisroel, he gives her the currency of Eretz Yisroel. What we don't understand is the next point. No so Isha Bekut Kayo, but if he marries a woman in Canada, the Gilsho, if he marries a woman in America, the Gilsho be Eretz Yisroel, and he divorces in Eretz Yisroel, in Canada, no say no be more Eretz Yisroel. He gives her the Canadian currency. That we already can't understand. If it is a question where he got married, he married in Kiput Kayo, gives her. If it's a question of where he's divorced, then in both cases it must be the same place. But what is the idea? So the Gemara says,
Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, no say no mi vais kiput kayo. If he married her in Kiput Kayo and he divorces her in Eretz Yisrael, he's got to give her the higher currency. Why has he got to give her the higher currency? Because the Shibud was there. The Shibud means the obligation to place there in the place where he married. That's where he gave her the Kesuvah. So he's got to give her the money of Kiput Kayo. He's got to give her the money of America. So we see that there is a machlokas between the Chachomim and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. The Chachomim say, the Tanakh Kamo, that is the Chachomim say, wherever he marries her or wherever he divorces her, he gives her the money of Eretz Yisrael, the currency of Eretz Yisrael, which is the lower currency. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says it depends where he married her. If he married her in Eretz Yisrael, he gives her Eretz Yisrael currency. If he married her at the Kiput Kayo, he gives her the higher currency. So we can see from here, why does Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel say it so? Because his opinion is that the Kesuvah is a Din Torah. The obligation is a Din Torah. The Chachomim say, no, you give it to the place wherever, the lowest currency. They can say so because Kesuvah is Rabbonah. If Kesuvah is Rabbonah, they instituted the Kesuvah, they can make whatever laws they like. Is that clear? I'll go over it again and then you'll get it better. That is why, now let us go over this little piece again and you'll get it. David Silverman, have you got it? No questions on it. David?
Yes.
You've got no questions on it?
Fine.
All right. If I would like you to find the place, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Kesuvas Isho Min HaTorah. That is from where we stop. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel
Omer. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Got the place? Daddy, have you got the place?
So the way we work it is, we've got two braises. Braise number one, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Kesuvas Isho Min HaTorah. That's all that that braise number one tells us. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said that the Kesuvah of a woman is a din in the Torah. Yes?
How do we know that this is a brisa? I mean, we're learning that it's a brisa.
Yes.
But if you learn that it's not a brisa, because it just says, Rabbi Shimi, is it because it's Min HaTorah, Min HaTorah is the one?
No. I know it's a brisa, because later on the Gemara says, why do you turn the second one round, turn the first one round? You follow? See, you can't. I can't say, why did you give me only four bananas for a dollar? You could have given me six for a dollar. Six what? Can't say oranges. It doesn't make sense. That is why I say it's a price. Got the idea? Right. So we are working with two braises. Ask the Gemara Umi Omar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Hochi. I'm sorry, first braise. The starting point. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Kesuvas Isho Min HaTorah. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said that the Kesuvah of a woman is from the Torah. Braise number one. Asks the Gemara. Now the Gemara is getting already a little bit hot under the collar, because we've spent quite a long time in the previous member, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Omar Rav Shimon ben Elozor, Chachomim Tiknu Lehem Libnos Yisrael. The Chachomim made the takona for the Kesuvah, and now we get a brayso that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Kesuvas Isho Min HaTorah. So we're already getting a little bit worried. Ask the Gemara, Umi Omer Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Ochi, did Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel say that the Kesubah is a woman is from the Torah? There are people who say it's from the Torah, but was Rabbi Shimon the person who said so? The Hotanyon we learned in a Beraisa. When the Torah is speaking about Mefuto, it says, Kesef Hishkel Kamo Rabbesulas. He must weigh her out silver shkolim according to the dowry that is given to Besulas. Sheyehaze Kamo Rabbesulas. That means that the Mefuto should get according to the Moar, to the dowry of Besulos. Umoar HaBesulos, and the Moar of Besulos is Kozeh. The dowry of Besulos is Kozeh, like that of the Anuso, that is 50. So we can, from here, Somchu Chachomim Nikesuvas Isho Min HaTorah. The Chachomim relied that the Kesuva of a woman is from the Torah. So who said that Kesuva is Isho from the Torah? The Chachomim. Michael, what do you want to ask?
And hadn't we just learned that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel had said it?
No, just one moment. It's still the Braisa. We haven't finished the Braisa. You were anxious at this point.
No, I may have been out, but I
wasn't out. Right. Well, it's not that's only the first part of the Braisa, of Braisa number two. Now, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, but Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Kesubas Isho Eina Medivrei Torah Ela Medivrei Sofrim. Now we've got the complete Braisa. Got it, Michael? So the Braisa, there are two authorities in this Braisa. The first one says, Kesubas Isho Min HaTorah. Who is that?
Rabban Shimon.
No, the Chachomim.
But, in other words, the way the Braisa is stated,
yes,
is misleading.
No. There are two Braisas.
I see. One is this way and one is the other.
The first Braisa, it consists of five words.
Right.
Rabban Shimon and Gamliel Omer Kesubas Isho Min HaTorah. One Braisa. Let's take that Beraisa and put him here. Use that here. Fine. Now we've got another Beraisa.
Mm-hmm.
What is the other Beraisa? We work it out because it says, Kesef Hishko Kamoar Abbasulas, Sheheze Kamoar Abbasulas, Umoar Abbasulas Kazeh, that the dowry of a woman is 50 shkoli. Says the Beraisa, Mikan Somchu Chachomim Likasubas Isho Min HaTorah. On this the Chachomim relied to say that the kesubah of a woman is a law from the Torah. So who says that it's a law from the Torah?
The Chachomim.
Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer kesubas isho eino midivrei Torah. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says it's not from the Torah, eino midivrei sofrim, but it's a law of the Chachomim. So,
they both agree that it's
The Chachomim say that it's a law from the Torah, and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says it's a law midivrei sofrim.
According to the second Braisa.
According to the second Braisa.
But according to the first Braisa,
he's there. That Braisa is there. The first Braisa says Rabban Gamliel says it's from the Torah. The second Braisa says Rabban Gamliel says it's midrabbonos. You follow? You follow? And so what's this Braisa doing? One thing was doing there, what's happening there?
But not only that, why would Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel's opinions be more important than the opinion of the Chachamim? In other words, is he a greater, a bigger authority?
Well, usually where there is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is mentioned in a Mishnah or in a Braisa, we usually paskin like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Not always. He's Tana, yes, and he's a very important Tana, he's a very early Tana. He was the head of the yeshiva, it's an important person. But independently of that, what we are concerned about is that there are two conflicting Beraisas with regard to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. That Beraisa says that it is from the Torah.
Yeah, we've got a Raisa that says the Chachamim say it's with a Raisa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's from the Rabbon. So we've got to reconcile it. So the Gemara reconciles it like this. Says the Gemara, Epoch. Turn it round. That's this one here. Turn it round. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel put in here and put the Chachamim there. So, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one who says, the first one is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, say, Vikan Somach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kesubas Isho Midoraiso, and the Chachomim Amrim, the Chachomim says, it's Midrabona. Then we've got now the, we can put the now they can go and shake hands with one another, two prices. They're in agreement. You pull
and,
it.
And would we, based on those two prices, necessarily then hold, like...
We know we're near there.
Oh, okay,
we know we're near there. You want the finished article already. No, we're near there. Right. So that is... Ask the Gemara now. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Says the Gemara...
I just want to point out a question.
Yes?
So if we have a Rav Meir to say that in a case like that, they could assume that it was incorrect... One of them is incorrect.
Can you just save that question for a little bit later when we can sit back, when we've got the material at our fingertips, and then we can sit back and then I will be prepared to discuss that with you. That's always your difficulty. How are you grappling with this Gemara?
So-so.
Go get it. Answers the Gemara now, just look how simple it is. Asks the Gemara, Umay Chosis de Ipchas Basraiso Epoch Kumaiso. Says the Gemara, why do you make these two change places? Go to this one and say, Rabban Shimon, say, Chachomim Omrim Kesubas Isho Midoraiso, and leave that one alone. Now they can also come out afterwards and shake hands. They're reconciled. Change this one. Why should you change the Baraisa? Well, you've got to make two people change places. Here, just change one person changing here.
Says the Gemara. Is it implied in the first Baraisa that there are Chachamim who say differently?
No.
Okay.
No. Says the Gemara. The reason why, because we've already heard that Rabban Shimon Gamliel, we've got a very good authority that Rabban Shimon Gamliel said it's Midoraisa from where this none, because we learn Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel Ome Lose Nobi Mos Kaput Kayo. Rabbi Shimon says that if she gets married in Kaput Kayo where the currency is higher, and he divorces her in Eretz Yisroel, where the currency is lower, what currency has he got to give her? Kaput Kayo. The Chachamim says he always gives Eretz Yisroel. But he says, no, it's Kaput Kayo you give. So we can see you give the currency from the place where she was divorced. The Chachamim say, always the lowest currency. Even if she was Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says you give her the currency of the place where the marriage took place, because that is where the shibud was, that is where the obligation was formed. See, the marriage where the marriage took place. If the marriage took place in Kaput Kayo, he's got to give her more as Kaput Kayo. If the marriage took place in Eretz Yisroel, all right, then he gives the money to Eretz Yisroel. He gives her the weaker currency. But if he got married in Kaput Kayo there, the Chachomim say it makes no difference. Always the lower currency, always Eretz Yisroel. He married her in Eretz Yisroel, of course he gives Eretz Yisroel. Divorces her in Kaput Kayo, of course he gives Eretz Yisroel. But even if he married her in Kaput Kayo, says the Chachamim, and he divorces her in Eretz Yisroel, give her Eretz Yisroel. The only time he, according to the Chachamim, that she would get Kaput Kayo, if he married her in Kaput Kayo and he divorced her in Kaput Kayo, then she would get Kaput Kayo. But otherwise, the Chachamim says, give her always the lower.
Now, if the Chachomim say, give her always the less, do they hold that Kesubo is from the Torah or from the Rabbona? Must they say? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, oh, no, no. Married him to Furkaya, divorces.